We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Yigimel and Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 16 lines from the top, at the end of a line. Hahi Issa Davakam Azavna Varshchi. There were certain ladies, she was selling Varshchi, which means like bundles of silk, or some say it means different type of pearls. Also, Gavra Chota Varshchamino, a person came and grabbed away from her, grabbed away these bundles of silk or these pearls away from her. Amarle Havaneli. So she said, give it back to me. Amarla. So he said to her, "Yeah, if I give it back to you, you mekadesh to me." She took it and she was quiet. So Shaila is, did you take l'shem kedushin or not? V'amar Nachman. Nachman said, "Yichel meimar in shakli v'di shakli." I took my own thing. You stole from me. I took it back for you. It's not a kedushin. When she takes it from him, it's not a kedushin. She could taina. I'm taking my object, taking my pearls, my silk, and therefore it's not a kedushin. Eisei Rav Lar Nachman from a Brisa. Brisa says like this: Kitcha v'gezel uv'chamos uv'gneva. If v'kadesh aisha with gezel, with stolen goods, v'chamos means something you bought forcefully, even though you paid for it, but the person did not want to sell it. Uv'gneva, someone who stole something privately, it's called gneva, hidden. He stole it, you know, came in the night and stole it. Oisha chotav selam yada, or you grabbed away a seller from her hand, v'kitcha and you v'kadesh her. Halacha is mukadeshes, and Tosfos Rizakan explains that the Gemara later on says that's prushik amafarish. You mukadesh begezel v'chamos v'gneva kagoyin. You grabbed away a seller from her hand and you mukadesh her. Halacha is that's mukadeshes. So the question is, you see here, it's mukadeshes. Now, Batsim, you can ask, like, what's the tzaddis of mukadeshes? It's not his. He has to give her something here. It's her object. So the Ritva says that the tzad mukadeshes is that if she accepts it, it's keilu she is being maskim to the kedushin, and she's being makne the chayfetz to you, and then I'm giving it to you. You can keep it, now you're giving it to me. But the question is here: we just finished saying Rav Nachman said that you could say in shakli v'dishak, take my own thing. And here the Brice says mukadeshes, and for the Gemara hasam v'dishadich, there by the case of the Brice that says kitcha v'gezel that it works is talking about that there was a shaduchim here because the shaduch they already made up they're going to get engaged, and therefore we could assume this chazaka like the Ritva says, the Ritva's lashon is umisratzis he bedavar, she wants it umiknaya le maidachatavane, and she is makna to him what he grabbed from her lekedushiva to make a kedushin. So therefore, it's a good kedushin when you have a shidduch, which means they made up, they're getting engaged, they're going to make a kedushin. Therefore, even though it's her object, but we assume that she gave it to, she let him have it, and therefore he is kain it and he is giving it to her l'shem kedushin. When we're not tame rashon lebeshalav l'shalav, where do you find a raya that you can mechalik? Maybe just Rav Nachman's plain wrong. How do you know the difference between shalav l'shalav? I'll show you. Turn to the brisa. You go over to Isha and say, no, I owe you a selah, because I borrowed from you a selah one time. I owe you a selah. Here, I'm going to give you back the selah. Here, I'm paying you back a selah, but I want you to be mekudeshes with the selah. So the halach is, b'shas matamoyes, if you said a skatcha libay b'shas when you're giving it to her, ratzah mekudeshes. She wants, it's mekudeshes. Loi ratzah in mekudeshes. Lacha matamoyes, after you gave it to her, afil ratzah in mekudeshes. Even if she wants, it's not mekudeshes, because after you give the money, so then you're not giving her anything anymore, because it's not a pakad, and this is her money, the money you owe to her. Then it's not mekudeshes. The Gemara explains, my ratzah, my loi ratzah. It says that if b'shas matamoyes she wants it, it's mekudeshes. Loi ratzah not mekudeshes. Ilay my ratzah damla in. If Ratzah means she said yes, loy Ratzah damar loy ha'ashtika, but if she's quiet, have a kedushin, benisti mekadesh asdam, which is the same mekadesh. Like I said before, when you don't need her to say yes, then stam mekadeshes, the lashon b'raisa would be mekadeshes, unless she says she doesn't want it. So benisti mekadeshes kiyasam, like it says, stam kiyasam, like it says in the Gemara before we had on yesterday's dat, end of the blat, that by kinsi sells out b'kadoin, b'chaza v'amal of eskachu liboy, it says b'shas matamayis mekadeshes. So if it's stam mekadeshes, it's just a mekadeshes. What's lashon ratzah loy ratzah? Ella ratzah damr in loy ratzah the ishtake the ishtika. That means like this: if she says yes, then it's mekadeshes. If she's quiet, it's not mekadeshes. V'ktani ye'ena mekadeshes. My time. Alchara, what's the reason? And you should see from here that even if she says, even by ratzah, even if she says yes, the halach is that if it's after matamoyis, it's not mekudeshes, like Rashi points out. Even she says yes. The reason is because if after you gave it to her, you tell her, by the way, that money I gave you on to be a kedushin, it's not a kedushin, because I'm not giving her anything. The money I gave her 10 minutes ago, wow, that was for a chayv, that belongs to her. You're not giving her anything. But v'shas matamoyis, if she says yes, it's mekadeshes. She's quiet, it's not mekadeshes. So my taima, so why if she's quiet, it's not mekadeshes? She chayv lemeim, and she could say, in shakli, in shakli, I'm taking back the money for my chayv, for my, you owe it to me. That's the kasha in the case of Geneva, where it's hers, and she's quiet. There it says Mekudeshes. So it's a stira. So it's a stira from this brisa of Kitchav Gezel to this brisa of case of Kinsi Sela Azu, Shani Chayev Lechi, that the one I'm Chayev to. It's a stira of two things. There must be a difference between the Shidduch and not Shidduch. The case of Mekudeshes is the case where they made up before. The case of that by Kitchav, the case of Kitchav Kinsi Sela Azu, she doesn't say yes, it doesn't work. You know why? Because there is Loi Shadduch. So before, it was just a member for Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, if he has a kashuv and brachas kitzav gezel, you don't have a raya to say that there's talk about shadach, because you can just say Rav Nachman's playing wrong. But here we have a brisa that says clearly, like Rav Nachman, because it says kinsi selazu, it says, if she's quiet, it's not mukadeshes. Why? Because shukatayin, I'm taking my own. So here, it's already a steer to the brisa of kitzav gezel. So it must be, there's a difference between shadach and lo shadach. We're proving there must be a difference between if you made up before or not. Shadach means that Shirashi says Shadibar Bal Koyim Lachem Mishrat is Laskad. She wanted to have a kedushin, so there the shtika is because she wants it, and therefore she's nichalei that you could keep that cello, keep that gezel, and give it to me as kedushin, and therefore it works. But if you're quiet, there we can assume she's taking her own thing as not kedushin. But a case of shadach, even quiet is mekudeshes. Even if you're quiet, mekudeshes. If there's a shadach before, then even if you're quiet, mekudeshes. If it's loy shadach, only if she accepts it. If she does not accept it, it's not kedushin. So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that if mekitcha begezel, so if bid shadach, so it's mekudeshes. If she's quiet. If it's loy shadach, so it depends. If she says yes, then it works. If not, not. And the same halacha is by kinsi selazu shani chayav lechi. Here's a sela that I owe you is the same halacha as by gezel. Really, shukatayin, it's mine. But if it's the shadach, we assume she wants the kedushin. So talk to Gemara about it. Kinoch nafshi the Rav Asi. When Rav Asi was nifter, Eilu Rabbanon lektinu shmeitzer. Rabbanon got together, achabura, and everyone's going to say over memories from Rav Asi to remember what Rav Asi said. Rav Asi's not alive anymore, he was nifter. And if we wanted to be melaket all his memories together. Omle ahu Rabbanon v'yakov v'shemei. So Rav Yaakov said over, hochi omar Rav Asi omar Rav Mani. Kashem she'inish she'niklis mepachas shavapruta. Just like an isha, you can't make a kinyan on an isha with less than shavapruta. Kach ain't karka niklis mepachas shavapruta. Same thing as by karka, it's not niklis mepachas shavapruta. And Tyson's bothered a little bit that the whole makar for Isha is from Karka. So how can you say that you're learning a Karka from Isha? It's a little funny. Isha, the whole makar, is from Kichem Stei Ephraim. It's from Karka. So Tyson's answer is one of his truths tomorrow. We're going to Mount Yom, and he learns out that the makar for King and Kesef is from Yatsachinam and Kasef. That's the makar. And for that, we're learning, we're saying that just like Isha is does not work, Pachos Shavar Pruta, the same thing, Karka also does not work, Pachos Shavar Pruta. Amrulay, so he said to him, "Tanya af pisha ein isha nikkas parashas pruta, karka nikkas parashas pruta." I have a bright says difference. Says even though isha is not working less than shav pruta, karka does work. So you see, karka king kesef works less than shav pruta with king kesef. Amrulay, no, he tanya he bechalipin. There, when it says karka nikkas parashas pruta, it's talking about chalipin. The tanya koinim bekli af apiv apishem shav pruta. Like it says in the bright, they can use a kli for chalipin even though it's not shav pruta. That was one member from Rav Asi. That the halacha is that even by karka, you need, if you want to do king kesef, you need at least a shavah pruta. Hold the yasif and kamei. Hold the one who don't shmuel kol. She ain't a day of a tiv gittim and kedushin lo yaleis gemam. Rav Yehuda was a member. If someone does not know the sugya of gittim kedushin well, he should not be a dayin. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechonan. V'koshin lo olam yosin darav avol. Those dayanim who paskin on divrei arayis or on dava erva, even though he doesn't know it, is worse to the world than the Dara Mavel. Shenema, what's the right? The Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Hayishaya, the Pasuk says, Oloi v'kachash v'roitzayach v'gonoiv v'noyav. The Pasuk says, Oloi, which means someone who's a shua sheker. V'kachash, kichesh, it says v'kachesh, which means someone who denies something. V'roitzayach means someone who's a murderer. V'gonoiv is a ganev, is a robber. V'noyav, someone's mezana. Paratu v'dom v'dom nagu says afterwards, and the pasuk says, "I came to avel aretz v'umla kol yosheva b'chayis asoda v'if hashmayim v'gam d'gei yom yosef." The whole world will be destroyed. And that's what Pesukim is saying. Now, what do you see anything about here about Eishes Ish over here. My mashma can metargem Rav Yosef. The pasuk paratzu v'dom dom nogu is typed like this. The word paratzu comes from the word v'chein yifreitz, which means gives birth. Someone who gives birth from the wife of your friend, because he has mazerim, they multiply more mazerim, therefore he brings more chayv to the world. That's dom dom nago. So the pasuk is saying, someone who has all these things, paratsu, which means he causes more mazerim to this world, he's matter, eishes ish. So it says on that pasuk, "V'chsev came to Avil Aretz v'umla kol yishuvah b'chayis asad of oif hashmayim v'gam digay ayom yesafu." The whole world will get destroyed, including the fish. V'ilu b'dor hamabel l'nigzur gzeir al dogim shviyam. By the dor hamabel, the gzeiros of the mabel is not on the fish. Shenem is in the pasuk by the mabel. M'kol hashav b'charav ameisu. Everything in the dry land died. V'loy dogim shviyam. V'ilu hacha and here fill dogim shviyam. So you see, because of the einish of someone who paskins on a rice, comes from the, what it says in the pasuk, paratzu adom dom nago, it says on that, I came to Avil Aretz, including the gehayam, including the fish. So it comes out that they're worse than the dor hamabel. Prayed the Gemara of Ema, this klalava came to Avil Aretz, going on if you did all those, Oloi, V'kochosh, V'rotzeach, V'gonoi, V'noiv, all those Averis, not Dafka one Averis, Hainot's going back on one. V'mad Avil Kulu, or no, L'shaka Dara, the Chsiv says the puzzle somewhere else, in Yirmiyah it says, Kirplay Allah Avil Aretz, you see, Allah alone Avil Aretz, Mastama, the other thing also, each one of itself could be a cause to destroy the world. Prayed the Gemara of Ema, maybe Shavuot itself is worse than everything else. How do you know? Good, the Pasuk Yirmiyah says Allah itself. But who said everything else by itself also? And for the Gemara, a different pshat. Because miksev uparatzu, uparatzu ksev. When it says all the things, Allah, v'kachesh, v'ratzayach, v'gonay, v'noyah, v'paratzu, don't say uparatzu. It's mashba, each one by itself, that's what Masha learns, each one by itself is enough of a reason to have a Ta'avil Aretz, which means worse than a Mavel. That's how you see that anyone who paskins get the Kedushin, he doesn't know what he's talking about, causes to the world worse than a Mavel. He causes even the Degei Hayom to get destroyed.